Welcome back to another episode of the KKLC Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Hey, guess what?
Guess what?
Guess what?
Guess what?
Guess what?
Hey, guess what?
What is it already?
It's Monday morning.
Oh, boy. Monday morning.
Yuck.
I'm not a Monday guy.
But hey.
You got to start somewhere, right?
Might as well be today, right?
Might as well.
Here, let me put on the radio.
I love these guys.
They're funny.
Oh, my God. My favorite show. My favorite show ever.
Well, let's hear it.
Okay, ladies. Showtime.
96.3 KKLZ, Mike and Carla Morning Show, waking you up with our producer, Morty. In fact, where is Morty?
I know. He's right next to me, but...
Yeah, of course. Figure it out. You could win a 7-day Mexican Riviera cruise for two. All a part of the 96 days of summer. Somebody on Friday got 4 out of 5.
What?
So your next chance to win a little bit later on this morning. Guess all 5 elements. Street address, city, state, zip, and what's in Morty's pocket.
Okay.
And you can be sailing the high seas during the 96 days of summer. 6:04, Carla, it's Monday morning.
Yes, it is. Dads, put your pants back on. Father's Day's over. So that's right.
Zip them up.
Get uncomfortable again. Hope everybody had a nice day. I hope, you guys have to generally cook for the whole family on Father's Day, don't you?
Yeah, let's have a Father's Day barbecue.
Yeah, I know. Okay. You just take the day. You're still going to barbecue, right?
You know what? I basically had a... No, yesterday was no different than any other day,
okay.
Which was fine with me.
That's the way it should be, actually.
Got a little work done around the house, watched some golf.
Right.
Swam in the pool, talked to my daughters.
Okay, well, good.
And it was fine.
That's the way it should be. Good. Yeah. It was a nice day. That's how it should be, Mike. Happy and then, belated. Whatever.
Oh, by the way, for those people still buzzing about the letters we wrote to our fathers, we've posted that segment on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to check that out, a lot of people talking about, a lot of people didn't hear it.
Yeah, yeah.
I had to play it for my daughter Kelly yesterday.
Right.
And again, with the tissues and the crying and same with Jody.
I did find out that in doing that, that a lot of our family doesn't listen to our show.
That's what I found out.
I know. It's like, what do you mean? Okay.
Even Jody said, why didn't you tell me you were doing this? So I played it for her.
You listened, honey.
I guess not. But it's on our website, on our morning show page.
It's hard to listen to.
Go to 96.3kklz.com. All right, sunshine today and tomorrow. Going to be a nice week. 99 the high today, 101 tomorrow, 76 now. Carla will have her first take on some entertainment news here in a bit.
Oh, man, what a weekend. The tweets heard round the world, I'll tell you who.
We'll get more on that. Plus, a big concert announcement that we have coming up after Kiss.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
New book out says that Prince Harry developed a huge crush on Jennifer Aniston back in 2009. He was only 26 years old, got her number from a friend, started texting her, sending emojis, all that stuff.
Yeah.
She wasn't really interested. She was also 40 at the time, and she thought,
I forgot. Yeah, there's a little age difference.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
Well, who didn't have a crush on Jennifer Aniston?
Well, exactly. Mike and Morty were also sending her emojis, so nothing happened.
Well, we got
there.
No response.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
At least he got a response.
Yeah, I know. He's a prince. That's why. I got to be a prince to be turned down.
Mm.
Well, it was the tweet heard around the world. O.J. Simpson has joined Twitter. He promises to, quote, challenge a lot of the BS that people say about him. He says, I got a little getting even to do. Oh, gee. What?
Yeah.
So,
is that what you want to hear from him?
Not the best first tweet ever.
No. Does he not know there might be hackers on Twitter? OJ. So he's got now he's got over 625,000 followers.
Just
already.
Like that.
Yeah.
What are we doing wrong?
Exactly. Better be careful. He could be president. You never know. He could wind up and be president. And also, Bill Cosby tweeted out a big happy Father's Day. Started it out, hey, it's America's dad.
No.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, and wished everybody a happy Father. What is going on?
I don't know. You got Canadian teams winning the NBA championship.
I know.
You have St. Louis winning the NHL championship.
And, yeah, and OJ and Simpson and Bill Cosby on Twitter.
Yeah.
Okay, here, hold my roofing bear. Would you?
If there's going to be a social media platform that the two of them are going to be on, it better be Twitter, because at least it limits them to talking.
They only get 240 characters.
Think about it.
Yeah. Oh, don't worry, though. OJ posted a video. So just get right around that one.
Nice.
Oh, what is happening to our world? Guns N' Roses says, as a matter of fact, that's it. Keep it going, Mike. Slash says if he wasn't in Guns N' Roses, he'd be doing illustrating. He was a big drawer. He had a pen and paper from the time he can remember.
Wow.
He says, I'd be an artist, just like most of the people in my family.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want a little more from Guns N' Roses, well, people, they're coming back to Vegas.
Nice.
They absolutely are. November 1 and 2, 1st and 2nd of November, the Coliseum over at Caesar's Palace. Tickets go on sale Friday, June 21st, 10 a.m. You know how it works. Now, be listening this afternoon. Larry Martino will have your Guns N' Roses tickets. You can win them before you can even buy them. 3:40 this afternoon. Be listening to Big Baby Bubba Larry Martino. He will hook you up. For now, that is my painfully detailed.
Carla, you had mentioned OJ is on Twitter. 650,000 followers already.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You going to follow him?
No, I'm really not. No, I'm not. I know that a lot of people do it. You know, you follow people just to see what stupid thing they might say or whatever. No, I'm not going to follow him.
You're not?
No. No. I mean, I can always look and see what he's posted, you know. But I'm sorry. Whatever you may think out there. Maybe you think he's perfectly innocent. But it makes me mad that he'll probably make a fortune off of it too, because then if he goes on, because he'll probably be, I think he is on Instagram as well, because if he gets enough followers, which he has now,
yeah,
people will start, advertisers will start, you know, advertising on his, his page, on whatever it is, if he's on Instagram, and he can make money. He'll make money off
of it. Who are some of the biggest celebrities you follow right now? I know you follow, Sandra Bullock?
I follow Sandra Bullock. I follow Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
She's huge. I'm trying to think of other celebrities that I follow. I follow some of the people on Days of Our Lives. This Is Us.
Why am I not surprised?
I know Mandy Moore. I follow Mandy.
Okay.
She's retweeted a few of my things, which I thought was really cool.
702-739-9636. Are you going to, or are you already following OJ?
Yeah.
And who are some of the biggest celebrities you follow?
Right. Now, listen, if you don't want to use your name,
that's
fine. I understand.
Fine.
It's okay. It's all right.
Hey, wake up!
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Gets me going in the morning.
Wakes me up the right way.
On 96.3 KKLD.
We had mentioned that OJ Simpson is on Twitter already, over 650,000 followers.
Uh-huh.
And we wanted to know, A, are you going to follow him? Are you following him?
Yeah.
And B, who are some of the biggest celebrities you follow? Carly, you had mentioned Richard Marx.
Oh, he's hilarious.
Not a big fan of Adam Levine, but you do follow him.
No, I'm not a fan of him and his music so much, but he is great to follow. Yeah,
he's
really
great
good
to follow.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, there are a lot of celebrities. They're interesting. Mike said, too bad 600,000 plus people don't have anything better to do.
Right.
Georgia said, no, never in a million years would I follow OJ. I guess my biggest celebrity, though, that I do follow is Richard Gere. Tom McCourt says, OJ, he's my neighbor, by the way, joins Twitter.
What?
Yeah, he lives up in Canyon Gate.
Wow.
Claims to want to, quote, get even, while Nicole Brown and Ron Goldman were unavailable for comment.
Mm-hmm.
Karma was quoted as saying, even? Really? Bitch, please. Hold my beer. Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly. Between him and Bill Cosby, you know what? Have fun on social media, people. It never ends.
No.
Never ends.
John, what about you? Do you follow big celebrities on Twitter?
I don't follow many. There's one, and I can't remember her name, but she was
so
the
big
actress on Third Rock from the Sun. Her stuff is hilarious.
Oh.
Yeah, so big I can't remember her name.
I know.
Exactly.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Okay.
But I'm not on the Twitter that much.
Yeah. I am on Twitter probably more to follow other people.
Oh.
Because I do like it because it's short. Twitter's short.
Yeah.
Unless you're posting videos like OJ. That's your job.
Yeah.
You got to know it's real.
That's right. It's not the other OJ, because there are a lot of fake OJ accounts now, and they're pretty funny.
See, I just found out I had a Twitter.
Yeah,
account. I'm almost certain OJ's Bronco has its own Twitter.
Yes,
account,
I know. So. Yeah,
seriously.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Uh-huh. I know.
All right. Well, whatever you do, what? Good for you. Our Project H2O continues through this Friday, thanks to the Hard Rock Cafe dropping off over 100 cases the other day. And if you want 4 cases or more, we still have tickets for the Mob Museum, Magic Mike, I believe. I have to check with Delbra this morning. This is the latest list I have, though.
Yeah.
And gift cards from Nacho Daddy Distill and a $50 gift card to dine at the Goose Island Pub at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino during their new music bingo. So you play bingo, enjoy craft brews, pub bites, and more.
Yeah. Nice.
4 cases or more. So sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Drop off your cases of water, 2920 South Durango. Any Monday through Friday, between 8 and 5. We have people here that will help if you have more cases than just 4. But
yeah, I like helping.
Mm-hmm. Good workout.
Yes, it is.
And then, of course, it all benefits the Salvation Army. We thank them very much for what they do. So if you want more information, directions, stuff like that, it's all on our website, 96.3kklz.com. Sunshine today and tomorrow. Going to be a nice week. Looks beautiful out there.
Mm-hmm.
100 the high today, 104 tomorrow, 79 outside right now. Just a few things we think you should know, and there are a few things.
Yep.
Do that after Super Trip.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Friday, first day of summer, Wallet Hub released its annual list of best and worst states to take a summer road trip.
Mm-hmm.
And they based that on a bunch of different metrics, traffic, gas prices, attractions, quality of roads, the weather, things like that. North Carolina took down Wyoming this year to snag the top spot. Take a road trip is what this says. North Carolina, how about that?
I've been
that?
Through North Carolina.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's a beautiful state.
It is. It's
very
beautiful.
Green. And
yeah, it is. Others, Wyoming, Minnesota, Virginia, I was just there. Texas, New York, Louisiana, Oregon, Utah, Wisconsin. Those are the best road trip states. Now, this is interesting. The 10 worst, topping at the very bottom of the list is Rhode Island. Not that it's so horrible. They're just saying it's like 35 miles wide, so there's really not even a road trip involved in it, so it doesn't really count. Others at the bottom of the list, Montana, Alabama, Mississippi, Kansas, Indiana, Mike, sorry.
What?
Hawaii, also at the bottom of the list. This is to take a road trip.
Yeah.
And like I say, attractions.
Well, in Hawaii, you keep going around in circles.
That's exactly it.
Yeah,
we call it
the circle jerk tour.
That's exactly it. That's it.
That's funny about Rhode Island, though.
Yeah. Well,
you're done before you even get started.
That's driving to Boulder City, basically. You know, that's what that is. Comcast launch. This is really cool. If you have physically disabled viewers, things like that, people with ALS, MS, things like that, they've released a remote that works on eye control. You can change the channels, all of that stuff with your eyes. I know.
That would be awesome.
I know. Or for lazy people.
Yeah.
That'd be really nice. Yeah, it's eye tracking software that they use. This is so cool.
You would
be so cool, bewitched,
except with the nose. You could change it with your eye, like I Dream a Genie.
Right, yeah, blink.
Blink, blink.
What are you doing, Mike? I'm changing the channel, Jody.
Off. Off.
Yeah, that's what we'd be doing. Off. Off. Like the yell at Alexa.
And then, of course, you get into that habit.
Yeah.
And you walk around just doing that.
CNN. CNN.
You're at work.
I know.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. And if you want a free taco, today's your day. Taco Bell giving away free Doritos Locos tacos today.
Yeah.
They announced that they would... It's steal a taco after the Golden State Warriors stole a win on the road from the Toronto Raptors in the NBA Finals. So 2 to 6 p.m. today at participating Taco Bell's one Doritos Loco taco per person.
This is how far back this goes.
Yeah.
They made this announcement a couple of weeks ago or something.
Yeah,
like
a while
that,
back. Yeah. So, 2 to 6.
Today's the day.
Go sit in line, people. Have fun. It is Tuesday. A few things you should know.
What was your summer job when you were like 12, 13 years old? And the only reason I bring this up, Carla, read this email we got from a mother of a 13-year-old.
Yeah, I got this a couple days ago. Listen, I have a question for you guys. My son, almost 13 years old, wants to make his own money this summer.
Mm-hmm.
He was thinking, you know, maybe cutting grass, dog walking, things like that. But I just don't know how to go about it or if there are even any other jobs out there for a 13-year-old, basically. He's not legal.
Yeah.
So he can't work regular jobs. And I really don't know how to go about helping him out at this point. So I, you know, and I said, wow, I don't even know what to tell you. You know, so I suggested, I said, go and talk maybe to the neighbors. She said, well, we don't know a lot of our neighbors.
Yeah.
You know, they come and go, don't know who to trust. What do you do?
I remember when I was about 12, 13, I started mowing lawns.
Yeah.
And I had a regular schedule one summer.
Right.
And I had like five or six people.
Right.
And one guy had quite a bit of a yard and he had a riding lawnmower.
Right.
I said, oh, man, this is like the best.
Mm-hmm.
But after the summer, I go, okay, that was fun. I don't know if I'll do it again.
Yeah.
But it made me money.
Right.
Out here, and we knew everybody in our town.
Exactly.
But you had to be quick, man. You had to jump on it quick because there were other kids trying to make the same amount of money.
Well, and there are lawn services. Most people don't own lawn mowers now because they got
some
the lawn
people don't
service.
Even have a lawn.
No, exactly. And then also the paper route. You know, I had a paper route. I would clean other people's yards, but paper routes don't exist anymore. Not for a 13-year-old.
Huh.
You know, what do you do? Do you have kids who are this age? That, you know, they want to make some money. They want to buy stuff.
Yeah.
And that $5-$10 a week that you're giving them probably isn't enough. What do you do?
All right. 702-739-9636. How do you help this kid out?
Wakes me up the right way.
Good morning.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Best way to wake up.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
All right. So this email we got from a mother of a 13-year-old wants to know what a 13-year-old kid can do to make money over the summer.
Yeah.
They can't get a real job, right? I mean, they have to be...
You have to be in this town. At least some will hire you at 14. They say 14 to 15. And you can only work like a couple hours a day.
Okay.
That's it, if you're that age. Now, these are interesting. Michael said have the kid make out a few flyers and maybe talk to the neighbors about, you know, like cleaning up dog poop, mowing the lawn. Yeah. Well, it's, you know, and he said, I think it's cool that this kid was ready to work for himself. I admire that. Heck, he may start his own business one day in the future.
Yeah.
You never know. Doree said, you know what? See if some friends need some things done. Maybe around the neighborhood and the yard. See if, you know, those people will be willing to pay him. I think everybody's kind of on the same page. Now, somebody else wrote, and Mike said, grocery stores, maybe that don't have baggers. Maybe they could bag for tips if the manager isn't going to run them off. You know, technically not an employee, right? But there's still
liability. I know a lot of my friends did that when we were growing up.
Yeah.
I'd be a bagger at a grocery. I thought that was the coolest job.
Yeah, I really wanted to do that.
Gas station guy.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's, yeah. There are a lot of kids listening now saying, what?
Like, what?
What are you doing at a gas station? What? You mean at the store?
You know, you'd go over that little cord.
Yeah.
Ding, ding.
Yeah, and you had a bow tie on and a hat, right? Wash your windows? What?
Tess is on the phone. Tess, what's up?
Regarding the kid that wants to find a job, I have twins. They're 13 years old. They were 13 years old. We made flyers, put them on the mailboxes, and we also went on the Nextdoor app and advertised. We said, my daughter wants to do pet sitting. Anybody interested? Now she has four clients.
Oh, that's great. That is good.
You got to start somewhere, right?
Yeah, the Nextdoor app is fantastic because everybody reaches out for recommendations. A all you need is one customer, and then you can say you have references.
All right, so Tess, as a mother, though, I don't know what your neighborhood's like, do you feel comfortable allowing your kid at that age to go into somebody's house or?
Naturally, I always went to all the appointments, all the meet and greet, and I made sure that the first few times I was always with her just to make sure she knew exactly what she was doing.
Okay.
That we knew the dog, that everything was okay, she felt comfortable. Absolutely, I did not leave her by herself. I mean, you need to make a couple of hours of investment.
Right.
To teach your child as well.
Yeah.
And also to learn responsibility. One of my daughter's greatest things that everybody loves is that everybody who has her watch her dogs, she takes pictures. And she sends pictures every day to show them, hey, everything's okay. Do you want me to water the plants? Do you want me to check the mail?
That's awesome. Yeah, you want to let people know that their pets are okay.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Love it.
Yeah.
Yep. Tess, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Have a great day.
Where's Morty? Figure it out. You could win that 7-day Mexican Riviera cruise from Scenic Brewing Company and KKLZ, all a part of the 96 Days of Summer. People are closing in. Your next chance to guess coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Next hour, would love to find a winner. It could be you revealing another piece of the puzzle on our on our website, 96.3kklz.com. So check that out this morning. Go there for all the details.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, Morty's going to be back out at Scenic Brewing Company from 6 to 8. Happy hour, handing out a bonus clue.
Okay.
That will get you closer to figuring out what the heck's going on. Mm-hmm. So stop by, say hi, and register for those Paul McCartney tickets.
Oh, yeah.
I think next Wednesday is when you draw the winner for that. So
excellent.
That's happening at 8140 West DI Scenic Brewing Company. Details again on our website. Weather-wise, sunshine and hot today, tomorrow, and right through the week. And today, 100, 104 tomorrow, 83 now. And Carla will have another take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Boy George, who will play him in a movie? You might be surprised.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
All right, more on that and other stories after Phil Collins.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Suzanne Collins is writing a Hunger Games prequel novel that will be out next May. And then a movie, of course, will follow. It takes place around the 10th Hunger Games, which would be about 64 years before the events of the first novel came out. So that's where it will start, 60 plus years prior to that. These things are huge. Prequels are huge now.
Yeah.
And anyone who is into the Hunger Games is going to eat this up.
I bet.
Good for her. Jody read?
Yeah. I don't know if she's seen all the movies, but she read all the books.
Okay. Yeah, huge.
Just like Game of Thrones.
Right. Hugely popular.
She went back and read all the books.
Yeah. My father liked the first Hunger Games. He just thought it was very, and
Your dad?
It was very unique. Yeah, he said it was just really different.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very different.
Wow.
And the movie, he said it was just, it was different. He said, I felt like it was something that hadn't been done before.
Yeah.
And he liked it. Yeah. Boy George, this is interesting. He tells musicnews.com, he did an interview, and somebody had mentioned if is a biopic done about Boy George, Culture Club, who would play him? Well, Sophie Turner, the one who played Sansa Stark, was mentioned because people think she looks just like Boy George. And if you look at pictures of just her, she does.
I never thought of it, but you might have a point.
He said that's one of the most interesting suggestions I've seen, and I think it'd be great. And Sophie tweeted, I am so down, Boy George.
Wow.
I'm in, man. Yeah, I'll have to show you a couple side-by-sides. They have the same eyes. She has kind of the nose. She has kind of the,
his eyes
are a little like droopy almost a little bit. They look so similar. So she's up for it. If this is ever done, she's up for it, man.
I'm not going to watch Game of Thrones the same ever again.
They both talked about it now and said, what does it matter? Anybody, if you're an actor, you're an actor.
Right. No, I
guess
get
what?
That.
You know? Yeah.
I totally see it.
I know, right?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's weird after we had, you know, Cersei and her brother. This would be weird. Sure, why not? And yesterday I mentioned that Prince Harry had a big crush on Jennifer Aniston.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and everybody says, no. Actresses are not the way to go. But apparently he's always been into them.
Oh.
Apparently Prince Harry's grandfather, Prince Philip, told him when he started, you know, he was dating Meghan Markle. He said, no. One steps out with actresses. One does not marry them. Well, guess what, Grandpa? He did it. Now, apparently, he and Meghan Markle are actually pretty close. So it all worked out fine. But, yeah, I'm sure any guy would like to marry quite a few actresses out there. I'm sure that'd be
maybe
just
not
fun.
Marry, but
step
yeah,
out.
At least.
Well, step out with a man, marry him, because he did okay. That is my painfully deep take.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
It helps us start the day with warmth and vigor.
96.3 KKLZ.
All week long, been giving you your last chance to win these tickets for Hootie and the Blowfish, Bare Naked Ladies, and this is going to be such a great show. It's called the Group Therapy Tour, T-Mobile Arena, Saturday night.
Yep.
So only if you can go Saturday night. Try this now. we found a clip of a song from Hootie and the Blowfish, and normally we'll play that clip backwards, identify
right.
the song.
Yeah.
But it really doesn't sound any different.
No, it doesn't. You'll, if you're a Hootie fan, you'll know this song.
That's it.
There you go.
Okay. That was
there
backwards?
You go.
That's
forward.
Okay.
Yeah, it wouldn't have sounded any different. You want to turn it around?
I'll play it backwards. I will. I'll play it backwards for you. That's why it doesn't mean...
Okay.
Here it is backwards. See, it doesn't make any difference.
Not today, Satan. Not today.
<That's right.
laughs>
Oh, man.
So there you go. Here's the clip again.
Oh, hold my beer. There we go.
Look, I got it all access.
Oh.
Simply identify from that clip the name of the song.
Mm-hmm.
Got phone lines on hold right now. We'll get through news and weather and then start with caller number 9. If you can do it, 702-739-9636. Here you go. One more time. I mean, you have to be a pretty big...
big Hootie fan.
Yeah.
You'll know it. I'm with the Blowfish.
Okay.
You can let me in.
Good luck. Giving you a chance to win these tickets for Hootie and the Blowfish. All you have to do is identify the title of this song from the clip we're playing, and we're playing it forwards. If that helps you out at all. Here it is. Carla, we have Bill on the phone. Bill, can you identify by title from that clip the name of that Hootie song?
It's I Go Blind or
yes!
Blind Go If You Want It Back.
Blind go on.
Yeah. You got the tickets. You're going to see Hootie and the Blowfish, Bare Naked Ladies, Saturday night, T-Mobile Arena. Have a great time. It's all a part of our 96 Days of Summer. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning
Show. Beautiful, beautiful.
Mike and Carla's other news.
Here we go. We're okay. Just wanted to make sure. A man was arrested at a JFK airport in New York. At the JFK airport in New York, not a JFK airport, trying to smuggle 34 live birds from Guyana. They were hidden in plastic hair curlers.
Oh, sure. Oh, what are you, a magician? What?
A guy.
Those are small birds.
Oh, that's what.
Well, why does he have curlers?
That's what magicians hide them in those little tiny.
Oh, I see.
They're really
okay.
Tiny.
Well, they have holes in them, right? So they can
breathe.
Yeah, they
do breathe fine. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I hate when this happens. A politician had a press conference in Pakistan. He lives in Pakistan.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's trying to get out to the general population. So he streamed live on Facebook like you do.
Yeah.
But the cat filter was accidentally turned on, probably by his kids. So it gave him cat ears and a nose as he was talking, very seriously.
You know, they actually did something a few weeks ago on SNL, just like that. Mm-hmm. A reporter is reporting, like, really serious from a war zone.
Yeah.
And he asked to... And it keeps
you. Now, do you do that on your Facebook Live?
No, I don't. And I've thought about it. I might tomorrow have to flip on a filter because that would be pretty
fun. Maybe a little pig nose and a little.
For 50. Yes, exactly. Or like a beehive and lipstick.
Yeah.
Something like that. See how serious. And I'll talk about something very serious tomorrow morning. So you'll want it.
And don't acknowledge it.
No.
Just
I'll have to wait a couple
if people
minutes.
Know that you
Carla,
know.
What? Yeah. What? Why are you guys writing weird stuff? What? What do you mean, my nose? What's wrong with my nose?
Or I'll dip in. I'll dip in and just say, hey, oh, okay, you don't really look like that.
If I do the right filter, we can both be.
Yeah, you're going to do the face swap.
Yes, we can do the face swap. Shh, don't tell anyone.
All right,
don't
that's tomorrow anybody. Morning, bright and early.
Shh, don't tell anyone.
All right.
Actually, maybe we'll wait till later in the week. It's okay. More of a surprise. Shh, don't say anything.
They can still hear you.
Oh, okay. Hey, guy in China recently had a few too many to drink, and he swallowed his house keys and his key fob. Uh-huh. Yeah. Went to the hospital. He wasn't feeling well, and he couldn't find his keys. So they did an x-ray, and lo and behold, here's the problem, sir. Your keys and your fob.
Uh-huh.
He didn't remember swallowing them at all, so they had to operate, remove them. But my thing is, as long as he has his fob and he's near his car, his door will still open.
Yeah,
so,
you just rub up your belly against
just
the
get
door.
Close to it. Yes, exactly.
It's always the last place you think to look,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, where did I? Oh, man, honey. Did you see my key fob anywhere? Jeez, wow. And this is the best story ever. Livingston County, Michigan. The sheriff there arrested thieves who broke in and stole a cash register from Bilderberger restaurant. They also stole the entire surveillance system. That could have been a problem. But they also stole a large bowl of macaroni salad.
Uh-huh.
So police, as they went outside, they spotted cash register parts, surveillance system parts, and a trail of macaroni salad. Because apparently they were eating it as they were trying to get away.
They forgot. Carla, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Looking for caller number 9 right now, 702-739-9636. You get the chance to make an official guess to win that Mexican Riviera cruise from Scenic Brewing Company and 96.3 KKLZ. Must be 25 years of age or older to do it. Call now. Caller number 9. Good luck. Location. Carla, we have Michelle on phone. Michelle, go ahead. We need the exact street address, city, state, zip code of Morty's location, plus a chance to win a cruise of a lifetime. What's in Morty's pocket? Go ahead.
666 North Nimitz Highway, Honolulu, yep. Hawaii, 96813.
Okay, and what's in his pocket?
A boarding pass.
Once again, 4 out of 5.
No.
By the way, don't forget, Morty's going to be over at Cedar Brewing Company, 8410 West DI, just east of Durango. He'll be there from 6 to 8. Another bonus clue that might help you. So make sure you check that out. Of course, your next chance to guess, that's coming up 1 o'clock hour with Wendy Rush.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Something good.
Every morning we wrap up the show with a feel-good story, kind of set the tone for the day, and here's another good one.
This is just plain heroism right here. Eric Arnold, Hanna City, Illinois. Bit of a hero. He saved a wheelchair-bound resident from a house fire. He was literally driving by, saw a little smoke, kind of hesitated a bit, and then saw some flames coming from a house, popped out of his car, and busted a window, ran into the house. He found the homeowner, elderly woman, struggling to just breathe, let alone get out. So grabbed a neighbor. They pulled her out. She's going to be okay. She's going to be okay. She survived, and she's going to be okay.
Nice.
I'll get any more details I can, but she is okay. I just can't imagine, you know, this day and age, we don't generally do stuff like that anymore.
Right.
It's like, just keep driving. Just keep driving.
Don't want to get involved.
Don't go in. Don't do that. Yeah.
But everybody's safe. Everybody's fine.
Man alive.
Good to hear it.
Yes.
Hey, by the way, anytime you feel that you might have a good story,
mm-hmm.
a story you might want us to read, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. All right. Before we kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon sponsored by Clark County Credit Union, they have low rates, loan rates for the cars you want. Just recapping this morning, if you missed anything, check this out. Red Vines by a landslide. By a landslide.
With good reason.
And maybe the bear would know next time.
Yeah.
I'm putting the Twizzlers back. Next time I come back, just have red vines.
Yes, get the big thank plastic you. Thing.
I think we gave the mother a couple of ideas for her job, her 13-year-old for a summer job.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, mowing lawns here in Vegas, it's just hard because a lot of people don't have those like they do in the Midwest or back east.
We call it raking lawns.
Yeah, maybe raking. That's what it is. There you go.
Okay.
Hopefully shag carpet makes a comeback. You can go do that.
And Carla is stoked because now she can buy water that actually tastes like wine, but without all the fun.
So yeah.
I didn't even know where that came from. John Schaefer reporting on that, of course.
Oh, man.
So. Anyways, Wendy Rush comes in next. She'll give you your next shot to guess. In hopes of winning that Mexican Riviera cruise from Scenic Brewing Company, 1 o'clock, she'll have that for you. Plus some great giveaways at about 11:40 and keep you company throughout the entire workday. Otherwise, do have a great day. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other. We are back tomorrow morning, 5 a.m.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.